Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I hope you're having a fantastic day. You are listening to the Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio Show, America's best and most listened to fitness show with over 5 million listens and growing every day. We are a show that we try to discuss topics to help you to a better and healthier lifestyle. And again, I want to thank all of my listeners that listen to the show diligently every week to get great information, and without you, we would not have a show to share with the world. So you can also participate in the show today if you'd like by contacting me on Facebook at Curtis Harwell, at Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio. You can also reach me at Curtis Harwell Fit. And on Twitter, you can reach me at Curtis Harwell BB for Bodybuilder. And you just send in your messages. On my screen over here, messages are popping up, and we try to take messages if we can, depending on the schedule and how everything looks. So please, if you'd like to participate in the show, you can also call in today at 347-850-8748. So get a hold of us. Another terrific show today. Our advertisers today are Titan Fitnesswear, and you can reach Titan Fitnesswear at www.titanfitnesswear.com. Hoodies, tank tops, T-shirts, all of the stuff that you need. Everything is in stock, in color, in size. Terrific pricing for Christmas. Head on over there. Get yourself some good gear or your loved one or your kids, and great logos, everything over there that you'd want. So head on over to Titan Fitnesswear, show some love to the show, and pick up some gear. Our other sponsor today is Michelle's Magic Marshals. This is Michelle Brent's company, and she has protein cookies out there that are made with that good old-fashioned taste. Let me tell you, I really love Michelle's cookies, and everybody that I've had go over there who's listened to the show, clients of mine, friends of mine, whomever, they just love Michelle's cookies. I think she has a new flavor that's coming out too. So check it out. And to get to Michelle's website, go to michellesmagicmorsels.com. And again, for a variety of flavors that she offers. And if you mention this show, the Curtis Harwell Fitness Radio Show, you mention this show and you will get 3 free cookies. So I believe that that still stands, so you get 3 free cookies. Today, we're going to have another terrific show. This is a show that has hit home in many ways, especially over the last few years, and it's happened again the last couple of weeks. And I'm just noticing that we're losing more and more and more athletes, and we're talking world-class athletes, bodybuilders, fitness ladies. It just doesn't matter. We're losing more and more people to heart disease, and at early ages. And I don't know that we'll be able to ever stop it, but I sincerely think that we need to make more of an effort to try to. And again, you know, just this last couple of weeks, we've lost a couple of more people. Heart disease, dying in their, you know, 30s, dying in their 40s. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And this is something that I think that we need to get a hold of. And I just want, and having, you know, being a competitive bodybuilder and being a competitive bodybuilder and having done this, you know, most of all of my life, you know, it just hurts my heart when I see people that they take care of the outside. You look like $1 million, but under the skin, you're not worth 50 cents. And you have to remember, and I'm not trying to get on a soapbox, but I got a little tough love today. You have got to decide, is, you know, weighing and taking, you know, weighing 400 pounds, 300 pounds, whatever poundage that you put on, as big as you want to be, taking the buckets of PEDs, is it worth the risk? Do you honestly, those trophies that are up there, those trophies, you know, they're trophies, shows I've won. I'm not in love with my trophies. I would not die for my trophies. A cup of coffee probably costs as much as those two damn trophies up there with the other 400 trophies that I have. It's just not worth dying over. And you need to start taking, you men and women, need to start taking care of yourself heart-wise, because you are not bulletproof. And just because you don't have any symptoms does not mean that you don't have heart disease. And if you're taking the buckets and buckets of things that I know that you take, you probably have heart disease. And then all it does is take one. It takes one heart attack to kill you, just one. And most people that die of heart attacks die of the very first one. They don't get a chance at multiple ones. They don't get chances to fix themselves. They die after the first heart attack because their hearts are just not strong enough. The arteries are so blocked that the heart just does not have the strength to survive the heart attack. So please, during the show, listen to the show. Just take in mind, because you look like $1 million, you know how you feel when you're getting ready for shows. You're taking things to sleep, taking things to wake up, you're taking painkillers, you're doing all these different things so you can get your butt up on stage in 2 ounces of material and potentially die because you don't take care of yourself under the skin as much as you do outside. So my word of caution, I've got experience at this, been through it myself. You need to take care of your heart. So that's my soapbox for today. Take it as you like. But even you average person, the average person out there, my client, anybody that I know, you need to listen to this show. So today what I'm going to discuss is strategies to fight heart disease. And let me tell you, if you have heart disease, once you have heart disease, you never get rid of it. You have heart disease till the day you die. I don't care if they do single, double, triple, quadruple, quintuple bypass. They can do replace your valves. You can do whatever. They can replace all of the plumbing, which I know about because I've had all of the plumbing replaced. Once you develop heart disease, you never get rid of it. So heart disease is a fight to the death, and you have to look at it that way every day. It is a fight, and if you're not willing to give a good fight, you're going to die. Now, heart disease may be a leading cause of death, but that doesn't mean you have to accept it as your fate. And again, if you have heart disease, you never get rid of it. You have it. Once you have it, you have it. Now, you do lack the power to change some risk factors such as family history, sex, age, but there are a lot of steps, a lot of key heart disease prevention steps that you can take on a daily basis, okay? You can avoid heart problems in the future by adopting a healthy lifestyle today. Now, I'm not saying that you can't take PEDs or whatever you need to take for you to get where you need to be. I'm not saying that. But you need to be under doctor supervision. You need to go in regularly and have your doctor take a look at you, do the blood test, do the imaging, do whatever you need to do to find out the health of your heart. Because if you wait till the last minute, that might be your last minute. Now, and again, you can avoid heart problems in the future by adopting healthy lifestyles today. Now, I'm going to list my 6 heart disease prevention tips, and these will get you started, okay? Now, I know a lot of people out there, believe it or not, when they look at us athletes and what great shape we're in and everything, would not ever think that you smoke. Well, I can tell you right now, I know plenty of bodybuilders, and believe it or not, people in the fitness industry that you see every day, they smoke. They smoke. You just don't see them smoking, but they smoke. Now, smoking or using tobacco of any kind is one of the most significant risk factors of developing heart disease. Now, the chemicals in tobacco can change your heart and blood vessels quickly, leading to narrowing of the arteries, which is known as arterial sclerosis. And arterial sclerosis absolutely ultimately leads to a heart attack because you're choking off your arteries and the blood vessels to the heart, and you're going to have a heart attack. You know, carbon monoxide in cigarette smoke replaces some of the oxygen in your blood. Now, this increases your blood pressure, so your blood pressure goes up and heart rate by forcing your heart to work harder to supply enough oxygen to the body. Now, women who smoke and take birth control pills are at a much greater risk of having heart attacks or strokes than are those who don't do either, because both smoking and taking birth control pills increases the risk of blood clots. And blood clots, I do know of what I speak, because I just went through 2 weeks ago with blood clots, and I don't smoke, so, but the blood clots can kill you just as fast as you can snap your finger. Now, when it comes to heart disease prevention, no, zero amount of smoking is safe. So this bull, you know, Bravo Sierra, that you can smoke, you know, when you go out with your girlfriends, the guys, whatever, and you're having a beer or whatever, and you just have a smoke now and then, BS. No amount of smoking is safe. But the more you smoke, the greater your risk, okay? Now, smokeless tobacco and low tar and low nicotine cigarettes also are as risky. It's not saving you anything. And also, secondhand exposure to smoke is bad for you, too. It's like you got the cigarette in your mouth. So, and again, what I talked about, social smoking, you know, only while in a bar or a restaurant with friends is dangerous and increases the risk of heart disease also. Now, the good news, though, is when you quit smoking, your risk of heart disease almost drops to that of a non-smoker to about 5 years, okay? And no matter how long or how much you smoke, you'll start reaping rewards as soon as you quit. So the sooner you can quit, the better it is for you. So that's my number one. Don't smoke or use tobacco. My number two, exercise for 30 minutes on most days of the week. Now, getting some regular or daily exercise can reduce your risk of fatal heart disease. And when you combine physical activity with other lifestyle measures, like maintaining a healthy weight, the payoff is even greater. So get your exercise. Now, remember, the difference between exercise and activity. We have to make sure that we're exercising so you're getting your heart rate up to 75% or more. You can do some high-intensity stuff, but you need to get your heart rate up. That's exercise. You are pushing yourself. You're challenging yourself. Okay. Now, physical activity is something other than that, or walking and you're not pushing yourself and there's no challenge. Okay. And again, like I've stated before, that might be challenging to somebody that's 90, 95, or 100. But if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you need to be doing exercise. Okay. Now, physical activity helps you control your weight and can reduce your chances of developing other conditions that may put a strain on your heart, such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes. Again, the physical activity has to be exercise. Now, walking is better than nothing, but you're really not reaping many rewards for that. Had to drink take a little swallow of tea there. Sorry. Now, so try getting at least 30 to 60 minutes of moderately, again, intense physical exercise most days of the week. Now, however, even shorter amounts of exercise can offer heart benefits. So if you can't meet those guidelines, don't give up. I have a lot of people that haven't really done any intense exercise for a long time as far as clients when they first start out. So we will start out at 15, 20 minutes, okay? Now, you can even get the same health benefits if you break up your workout time into three 10-minute sessions most days of the week. So, you know, it's the 30 minutes, which is key. You get a little bit more cardiovascular if the minimum 12 minutes, but you can get by with 10. Now, remember that activities such as gardening, housekeeping, walking the stairs, walking the dog, all count towards the total. But you need to push yourself while you are doing these things, okay? You don't have to exercise strenuously to achieve benefits all the time, but you can see bigger and greater benefits by increasing the intensity, duration, and frequency of the workout. So the more that you put into it, the more that you're going to get out of it, okay? So that's my number two, okay? And my number two is exercise for 30 minutes. Now, my number three, eat a heart-healthy diet, okay? And I got to tell you, this is so hard for so many people, controlling their diet. And I get it, but I think ultimately what you have to say to yourself, what is more important? That sweet tooth meat, you know, that those M&Ms that are like cocaine and crack, or me living an extra 3 or 4 years? You've got to decide what you want to do. Basically, you have to. Is your husband, is your wife, are your children, your grandchildren, your parents, is your family, your friends, are they more important than a bag of M&Ms? Because ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Because you eat that crap in, crap out, you're going to die. And if you're going to die, you're not going to be around for your family. We all have to die at some point in time in our lives. But why not live that life that is going to be full, be able to do the things that you want to do, enjoy your life, enjoy your family, enjoy your home, enjoy your friends, and have good health while you do it. So eat a healthy heart diet. Now, eating a healthy diet can reduce your risk of heart disease. Now, two examples of heart-healthy food plans include the dietary approaches to, you know, stop hypertension, which is called DASH, eating plan, and the Mediterranean diet. These are just a couple of, you know, right off the top of my head. Now, you need a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and these things can help protect your heart. Now, beans and low-fat sources of protein and certain types of fish can also reduce your risk of heart disease. So limiting certain fats you eat also is important. Now, of the types of fat, which are saturated, polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, and trans fat, saturated and trans fats are the ones to try to limit or avoid at all possibilities. Now, try to keep saturated fat to no more than about 10% of your daily calories. And if you can, try to keep trans fat out of your diet altogether. No trans fats, okay? Now, the major sources of saturated fat include red meat, dairy products, coconut, and palm oils, okay? Now, again, the coconut oil, you know, people use it every day, but keep your, you know, portions and limitations. Now, sources of trans fat include deep-fried fast foods, bakery products, packaged snack food, margarines, crackers, things like that. Now, if the nutrition label has the term partially hydrogenated, it means that product contains trans fat. So partially hydrogenated means trans fat, okay? So stay away from it. Healthy heart eating isn't all about just cutting back. Okay, healthy fats from plant-based sources such as avocados, nuts, olives, and olive oil, they also help your heart by lowering the bad types of cholesterol, okay? Now, most people need to add more fruits and vegetables to their diet with a goal of 5 to 10 servings a day. And I can tell you, you guys are not eating 5 to 10 servings of fruit a day or veggies, okay? You're just not doing it. You're not doing it. Now, not eating that many fruits and vegetables can not only help prevent heart disease, but also may prevent cancer and improve diabetes also. So eating several servings a week of certain fish, such as salmon, mackerel, all of these may help reduce or decrease your risk of heart attack. Now, following a heart-healthy diet also means keeping an eye on how much alcohol you drink. I don't know how many people out there tell me they drink very little alcohol, but then I'm on Facebook and they're partying all the time. I see them with a beer in the hand, alcoholic drink, whatever. They're drinking. You're drinking. So you need to keep an eye on how much alcohol you drink. Now, if you choose to drink alcohol, it's better for your heart to do so in moderation, okay? For healthy adults, that means, you know, maybe one drink a day for women of all ages and men older than 65. And up to two drinks a day for men 65 and younger, okay? Now, at that moderate level, alcohol can have a protective effect on your heart, believe it or not. But more than that, it can become a health hazard, okay? So that's a heart-healthy diet. Work on that. Maintain, number four, is maintain a healthy weight. Very important. Being overweight, especially if you carry excess weight around the middle, okay, where most guys carry that weight gut, that ups your risk of heart disease. Now, excess weight can lead to conditions that increase your chances of heart disease. Also, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and again, diabetes, the big D. Okay. Now, one way to see if your weight is healthy is to calculate your body mass index. Now, that's one way. I'm not really into the body mass index, but work on that body fat percentage. If you do the BMI, this considers your height and weight in determining whether you have a healthy or unhealthy percentage of body fat. Again, there's other ways to go better, but BMI is a good start. And BMI numbers 25 and higher are associated with higher blood fats and high blood pressure and an increased risk of heart disease and also stroke. Now, the BMI is a good, but it's an imperfect guide. Now, muscle weighs more than fat. Now, think about that. You hear that all the time. Muscle weighs more than fat. Is that really the case? A pound of muscle weighs the same amount as a pound of fat. The difference between weight, we're talking volume of muscle and fat. Fat has a much greater volume than muscle. So that's why I am not that much into the BMI, okay? But you want your body fat levels as low as you can get them. I mean, even a small weight loss can be beneficial. Now, reducing your body fat by just 5 to 10% can help decrease your blood pressure, lower your blood cholesterol level, and reduce the risk of diabetes. So, you know, if you're somewhere, you know, around for a woman, let's say you're at 40% body fat, get that down, you know, get the body fat down as far as you can. But, you know, once you go, let's say if you're 40%, get yourself down around 25-30%, you'll feel better. And maybe if you can get your body fat down to around 20%, and you're just going to feel much heavier. You're taking that potato sack off your back. And again, don't worry about weight. We're talking about fat. Number five, get enough quality sleep. Now, sleep deprivation can do more than leave you yawning throughout the day. It can harm your health. People who don't get enough sleep have a higher risk of obesity, high blood pressure, heart attack, diabetes, and depression. All of those things. Now, most adults need 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. If you wake up without your alarm clock and you feel refreshed, guess what? You're getting enough sleep. But if you're constantly reaching for the snooze button and it's a struggle to get out of the bed, you need to get more sleep each night. Make sleep a priority in your life. You got to set a sleep schedule and stick to it by going to bed and waking up at the same time each day if you can. Keep your bedroom dark and quiet, and it just makes it easier to sleep. Now, if you feel like you've been getting enough sleep but you're still tired throughout the day, ask your doctor if you need to be evaluated for sleep apnea, which is obstructive sleep apnea blocks the airflow through the windpipe and causes you to stop breathing temporarily during the night and you wake up. So signs and symptoms of sleep apnea include snoring loudly, gasping for air during sleep, waking up several times during the night, waking up with a headache, sore throat, dry mouth, and so, you know, this also can lead to memory learning problems too, sleep apnea. So treatments for this for obstructive include losing weight or using a continuous positive pressure device. Now, the last thing I want to cover is get regular health screenings. High blood pressure and high cholesterol can damage your heart and blood vessels, but without testing for them, you probably won't know whether you have these conditions. So test. Regular screening can tell you what your numbers are and whether you need to take action for high cholesterol. So, you know, you get your levels tested for blood pressure. Optimal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. Get your cholesterol levels checked. Do your diabetes screening. Do all of those things so you can keep yourself healthy, keep your heart healthy, so you live a long and prosperous life so you're around for many years for your family. But you need to start. Just because you're an athlete, you are not immune. So please take caution. Listen to the things that I said. Start doing some reading. Do the Googles and get the info on heart disease and what you can do to help yourself. Have a fantastic day. We'll see you in the next show. Please listen to our little show next on Friday. Bye-bye.